Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, today's daf is Samach Tes in Maseches Yuma. Our daf is going to start discussing the halachas of klayim as it relates to the big day kahuna. And then quickly, our Gemara is going to get into beautiful Divrei Agada. The Agada on Amud Beis is going to deal with a couple of famous agatas, a famous story with Alexander Mokdan. And really, today's daf is a really fun daf. Okay, so let's pick up on the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had told us that in regards to the Big Day Kahuna were folded up by the Kohanim. Poshtin u'mekaplin u'menichin ozan tachas reishehen. That they used to fold it up under and put it under their heads. Shamas mina. So the Gemara says, it seems from here, Big Day Kahuna nitina lehenaspan. So that was the subject of the beginning of the perek on the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis. So we see from here again that Big Day Kahuna, they could have hana. So it says the Gemara, no, over here that wouldn't be the proof. Amar Papa loy tema tachas reshem, ela emo keneged reshem. They didn't use it as a pillow, but rather they put it next to their heads. Amar Sharshir, Shamas mina. We see from here, tefillin min hatsad. That if you're sleeping, you're allowed to put your tefillin next to your head. Shapir dummy. That's going to be okay. Nami mistabrit, keneged roshein. That they put it next to their heads, the big day kuna, but not their heads underneath it. It's using it as a pillow. Disal kadaita of tachas roshein. Because if you're going to say they put it under the heads, v'tepik le mishum klayim. We have another concern. Aside from the question of big day kuna, nitno lehenes ben or not, we have another issue. And that is that the avnate was made of klayim. The ika avnate. The avnate was part of their garments, and the hat that the kohen wore was made of klayim. It's true that you take care of the problem of nitnul lehenaspen. That's going to be taken care of. However, ha-misanimi klayim, they're having hana from klayim. So the Gemara says, well, that depends. That depends in how the Beged of the Kohen Hedyot. We're talking about the Big Day Kohen Hedyot now. That depends on the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Were the Big Day Kohen Hedyot made of klayim or not? Now we know that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was not made of klayim. So Hanich Lamadam Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol Zeu Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyot. If we say the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, so then there wouldn't be a concern of klayim. Elamadam Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol Loi Zeu Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyot. It was different, and therefore the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made of klayim. So Ma'ikol Meimar. So then how would you been able to put their head, how would they be able to put their heads on it outside of the issue of whether the beged is nitna lehenos, says the Gemara. V'chi tema klayim bilavisha v'halohu da'aser. Maybe you'll say that when it comes to klayim, it's wearing it and putting it on top of you. That is going to be aser. Ba'atza shari, but putting it under you, maybe that is going to be mutter. So maybe the iser is not putting it underneath, like sitting on top of it, or putting your head on top of it. V'atanya, but then we learn in Braisa, lo yale lecha, and this is what we learn in Braisa, aval ata mutter letziyav tachtecha, aval omru chachamin, but nevertheless, the chachamin still said, that's how the Braisa concludes, asal asas kein, shemeti karech nima achas al basaray. So everybody agrees it's aser, even though mi'ikur d'dina, there is a difference between putting on the youth or not, but we're afraid that you're going to come to end up putting it on your flesh. In other words, using it as a garment, not just using it as a something that you're sitting on top of, like a chair or like a pillow, and therefore it's always aser. Chite mafsik le midi beni beni. That would be an Isur D'Rabban, correct, but still aser.
Would that be enough to aser for the Kohen Gadol?
Yeah. Ein Shvus B'Migdash. They're not doing Avoida as HaMigdash.
In Brachos, I think in Brachos talks about it also, how you can wear it.
Correct, on Daf Chaf, yes.
Daf Yitess. Isn't this similar to the Kohen Gadol? Because he's not doing it.
No, but there the Gemara was saying, if I'm recalling the Gemara you're discussing, is being over an Isur D'Rabbanan of Klayim for Kavod Abrios. Over here, there's no Kavod Abrios that we're dealing with. Says the Gemara, it's just comfort. It's not getting undressed in public. Says the Gemara, Amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Shua Ben Levi, Amar Rebbe, Mishum Kehila Kedisha Yerushalayim. Wow, fascinating expression. In the name of the holy Keila in Yerushalayim, afilu eser matzah zilagav zuvik klaim tachtein asli shalim. That he said that the halacha is that it's asr again, like Rabbi Yonah said, probably mid rabbanan, to sleep on top of it, even if there's 10 in between. Elalav shmamina kineg reshein shmamina. Must be that it's opposite their heads and zehu, and that that was the way in which they slept with it, and therefore there would be no raya of whether big day kuhuna nitna lehenos man or not. That was a continuation of yesterday's sugya. Vashi amar lo'olam tachas reshein. Ravashi says no, it was under their heads. V'halkam esani b'klayim, big day kuhuna kashin. There's no problem with klayim because the big day kuhuna that we're talking about were hard. Kad Rav Huna, Reid Rav Yeshua, haynamta gadma denarish. So these are different types of cloth. Namta, Rashi says, is levid, that's felt. Gamda is some other type of a hard cloth. Or denarish, all of those things are sharia. What is narish is the hard. Gamda is levid kosh. Haynamta the gamda is levid kosha. And narish is something that's hard. The way they explain over here is like this: namta gada is hard velvet, denarish that's made in the place of narish. Sharia the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Okay, so that's in regards to that issue. Tashma, come in here. I'll bring you a proof. Coming back to the question of yesterday's daf, if big day kuhuna mutter lehenos shelo b'shas avoda. So says the Gemara, big day kuhuna hayotze ben lemedina aser. Big day kahuna, you're not allowed to wear them outside. The kohen is not allowed to wear them outside. Ube migdash bein b'shas avoda bein b'shos avoda mutter. Mipnei she big day kahuna nitna lehenes ben. So it's beferish that there's a separate iser about wearing them outside, but there's no problem of having hana even shlo b'shas avoda shmamina. Sfrek de heilige gemara medina lo. Now the gemara begins its agadita, very famous agadita. We learned in Brisa about Esrim v'chamisha b'tevis yorim hargrizimu. The 25th of Tevis is called the day of hargrizim. The lola misbeit. It's a happy day because yorim shebikshu kusim esbeis alakenu Alexander smokta. The kusim had said lashon hara about us and wanted Alexander to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. V'nasan lahem, and actually Alexander Mokhtan had allowed them. Shimon HaTzadik found out. Ma'asa, he was Shimon Kohen Gadol as well. Lavash big day kuna, misatik big day kuna, umeikir Yisrael imay. So he started heading toward Alexander. Remember, the most powerful man in the world, by far, one of the most powerful men in the history of mankind. Vavukoy shel or bidayim, and so they were walking towards him with torches. They were heading towards where Alexander was marching with his forces. So Alexander sees them. So Alexander had in his mercenaries kusim, and they had said bad things about us. So they said, Yehudim shemardu b'cha. They're rebelling against you. Kivin shegila antipurus, zarcha chamu pogzebezeh. Then they met Shimon HaTzadik. Kivan Shirol Shimon HaTzadik. When the moment in which Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yardim Imarkavasa, Vishtachal Lefanav, he came down from his chariot and he bowed towards him. Amalei Melech Godol Kamoischa, Yishtachve Liyehudi Zed. The Kusim said to him, you're such an important king to bow to the lowly Jews. Amalei, so Alexander explained to him, Demus Diyukne Shalzem, Natzeches Lefanai, Bebeis Melchamti. His image appears to me before I go to war and assures me that I'm going to be successful. Amalehem lama basem. So he takes Shimon HaTzadik seriously. Amru. So he said, Efshar be'ayis shemispanlam bo Allah v'alma chusecha. Shimon HaTzadik says, we have our temple, our Beis HaMikdash, that we pray for you and your kingdom. Shelo tachrov yisavcha ovdei kochavim lachriva. We pray for your kingdom that should not be destroyed. And the goyim are want to destroy our bayis where we pay for you. Amalehem yalalu. Amalei kusim alalu. He said, these same kusim that are your mercenaries. Shem lefenech. Amalehem harehim misurim b'yedchem. He gave them over to Shimon HaTzadik. Miyad nokvam b'ikvehem. V'salam b'zog v'esusem. They strung up the kusim. Vayimigarnos and alakotsim, they dragged them along thorns, valbarkanim. Achigiu lahar grizim, that's where their temple was. Kimun shigiu lahar grizim, choshu vizar karshin, kederach shibikshu lasas base elikenu. They destroyed their temple. That day they made a yomtif. Why did Mar say this whole story? The whole story is said because Shimon HaTzadik put on the big day Kohen Gadol. Beautiful. So that's the raya. Says Mar four lines on the bottom. Ibai sem ruin the big day kuna. He didn't put on the gadim that were the big day kuna, but they were had the potential. In other words, they were ra'ui. They were that chashav. Ibai sem esasus Hashem heferu Torah secha. We learned in our Mishnah part of the process of the avoid of Yom HaKippurim in the afternoon. We saw in the beginning of the Mishnah was Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah. The Chazan would take the Sefer Torah, and we have a whole Chad Gadya in our Mishnah. We should say Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah, and Noitel Reish HaKnesses, Reish HaKnesses Noitel Iskan, Vaskan, Noitel Kain Godel. So they would give one to the other, one to the other. So you need to give Kibbutim. Kibbutim are sometimes an important thing. So Gemara says, Shma minachol can cover the Talmud Mokum Arad, but you gave Kibbutim to the Talmidim in place of the Rebbe. The assumption over here is that it's not Poshet that we say that you give Kavod the Talmud Mokum Arad. You take a look at Masoras HaShas, that appears in a few sugyas over there. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Is that true that Chol can cover the Mokum Arad? Amar Abaye, Kulim Shem Kvoid the Kohen Gadol Hu. No, it wasn't Kavod for the Talmidim, it was Kavod for the Kohen Gadol. Similar to some Achron say that the Kavod, oh, we have a lady here. I don't know if the lady is going to be happy with this. Levium aren't going to be happy with this. But some say that the kavod for the lady is not really kavod for the lady. It's really kavod for the kohen. And the raya is that if there's no kohen there, the Gemara says in Gittin, the sparta chavila, that you don't call up the Levi rishon. So because the Levi is there to help the kohen gadol b'avodasa, your job is to. I'm lower than you. I once upon a time was able to wash the kohen gadol's hands. I lost it. You still have it. But your job is just to create the kavod for the kohen. But the kohen is not there. So that's a chakira in the achronim. Okay. So this here we're saying that their kavod is that each one is being mechabed is to show this is the skan of the kohen gadol. Being mechabed the skan is ultimately being mechabed the kohen gadol. The Gemara continues last line. So up until now, the Kohen Gadol, when they were passing along the Sefer Torah, was sitting up until then. The only people that could sit in the Azara is Malchus Beis David. So wait a second, how is the Kohen Gadol able to sit? The Pasuk seems to say that David did sit. So this is an important Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph, on the base. On Friday night, I spoke about this Gemara, and I mentioned that the Brisker Rav explains that even if there's a Melech Yisrael, in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph, even if there's a Melech Yisrael, the Melech Yisrael is not allowed to sit in Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim represents the Dafka, the Malchus of Beis David, and Beis David is the idea of Lev HaMelech, B'toch Lev HaMelech, Yesh Lev Kola'om. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim. That the Melech represents all of Klal Yisrael. Malchus Beis David was able to represent all of Klal Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael doesn't. So therefore the Brisker Rav in his Chidush HaManach explains that they're not allowed to sit. And more than that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if Yeravam would sit in front of Rechavam ben Shlomo, so the Gemara says that would be called the same Gemara. The Gemara says that would be called Moirev ben Malchus based of it. Why? Because there, even though there's such a thing as Malchus Yisrael, Yerushalayim is only Lo Nischalko L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim is all of Klal Yisrael. And the Malchus Yisrael is a component, but it's not all of Klal Yisrael. Only Malchus based of it could represent all Klal Yisrael. So I just saw tonight that Rashi in Sait Adav Mem Amidays says, here they quoted the Lashon, I just looked it up, it was amazing, works out beautifully, that Rashi in Sait Adav Mem Amidays says that the reason why is because Kedei Laharois Shemalchus Beis David Shleimahi. So I want to be Medayik. Rashi said, why did Rashi say Shleimahi? So it's beautiful. In other words, we want to show that Malchus Beis David is that idea of Shleimus of all of Klal Yisrael. Hence, the only one that could sit in Yerushalayim is Malchus Beis Dov, and of course that contrasts with what we said from Malchus Yisrael. Now, Zarlin Yanenu, so we say that the Ein Yeshiva Azar El Malchus Beis Dov, Lach Nemar Vayovay Melach Dov Vayeshu Lefnei Hashem, Kedomer Chizda. So the Gemara answers, no, you have to say Be'ezras Noshim. The Rav Chizda once explained that even though they were sitting, they weren't sitting in the Azar itself. They were only sitting in the Ezras Noshim. So Achanami Be'ezras Noshim. You have to say that they were over here when the Kohen Gadol was sitting. He was sitting in the Ezras Noshim. Where it continues four lines from the top. Ve'heichi Itma D'Rav Chizda Ha. When did Rav Chizda say this? He said this on the following Kasha. Me'sive V'San Yehechin Koyrim Boy Ba'Azara. How did in the Migdash they read the Sefer Torah in the Azara? Where did they read it in the Azara? Blazer Ben Yaakov Vaymer Behar Abayis. Blazer Ben Yaakov said, no, they read in the Har Abayis. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Ezra. About Ezra, it's actually in Nehemiah, and the rest of our daf, we're going to be darshaning these psukim in Nehemiah. Vayikra voy, lefnei harachoy, vashel lefnei hashemayim. So we see that also Ezra read the Sefer Torah. And va'amar of Chizda, Chizda says, what does it mean when it says that it was bought in the Azara? Be'ezras nashim. It was in the Ezras Noshim.
What would
Harabais
mean? What's that?
What does
Harabais mean?
That
means outside the base of
Mikdash on Harabais? Yeah, outside of the base of Mikdash on Harabais. Okay. So that was another context where in the Tanakhama, when Tanakhama said Bazara, he doesn't mean that it was literally Bazara, but rather it was on in the Ezras Noshim. Okay, now we go begin to Darshan the Psukim in Nehemiah in Perek Chaf, where we had Machlokes, where Ezra read it. Did he read in the Ezra Snashim or in the Harabais? So the pasuk says, "Vayivorech Ezra Hashem ho Elokim Hagadol." My Gadol. What's the emphasis? Elokim Hagadol. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav, Shigidlo b'Shem Mefarsh. That Ezra had elevated Hakadosh Baruch Hu by pronouncing Hashem Mefarsh. Rav Gidol Amar, he said, "Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'Olam Va'Ado Olam," which is the bracha that is said in the Migdash. Amalei Abayla Rav Dimi V'Dilma Shigidlo B'Shem HaFarish. Maybe he did say Shem HaFarish. That's possible. Could it be that Ezra said? He said no, it couldn't be. Amalei Einar M'Shem HaFarish B'Gvulim. You can't say Shem HaFarish out in the Gvulim. Now Gvulim, generally when we think of the Gvulim, we think of outside of Yerushalayim. But Gvulim is anything outside of the Azara itself. So Shem HaFarish is only said in the Azara. You can't even say the Shem HaFarish in the Ezras Nashim. Says the Gemara Veloy, you can't mention the Shem HaFarish outside of the Azara. Vaksiv Vayamid Ezra Seifa Migdal Eitz Asher Asa LaDover V'Amar Rav Gil Shigidlo B'Shem HaFarish. So didn't Ezra do it? And where do we say Ezra was? Al Migdal Eitz Asher Asa, we said it was on the Harabayis. So the Gemara says, and it was Chutz of the Migdash. Let me rectify something. You can't say the Shem HaMefarish outside of the Migdash, and you can't say it on the Harabais. In the Ezra Snashim, maybe they were able to, but you can't say it on the Harabais. And already on the Harabais, it's considered Gvulim. So the answer is the Gemara, Hayrasha, Haysa. That was Hayrasha. So now the Gemara continues to darshan the Psukim in Nehemiah Tes. So Ezra, it's a very, very powerful parak over there. There's a tremendous tshuva that's taking place with Ezra and Klal Yisrael getting together on the Harabayis, coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And here, as dramatic as it is in the Psukim, Chazal even make it more dramatic. The Pasuk says, Vayizaku b'kol godol, Vayizaku el Hashem elokim b'kol godol, Mai Omar, Omar Rav, Yitem Rabbi Yochanan, Beya Beya. They began to cry, oi, oi, oi. What were they crying? Hainu hai da'achravei l'migdash. They were crying about that which destroyed the Migdash. V'kayla lehechel, and caused the Hechel to be burnt. V'katlinu lekulei tzadiki Yisrael. Kulei tzadiki. It destroyed all, caused all the tzadikim to be killed. V'aglinu Yisrael me'aron. And it caused Klal Yisrael to go into Gauls. They were crying about that. V'adayim mirakei beinon. And they said, that is still dancing amongst us. What's that? So that is the Yetzer Hara. So they were crying about Vayizaku El Hashem Elokim B'Koy Godo. They were crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Yetzer Hara. Kul Yavita Elu Kabulim Be'Igra. And they complained, they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only reason you gave us the Yetzer Hara in the first place is in order for us to get reward. Fascinating thing, Klal Yisrael says, you have to just think about what's going on over there in Sefer Nehemiah. Klal Yisrael realizes all of its averis and it wants to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a beautiful, beautiful set of prakim. So they cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do they say? Lo yiyu ba'inan v'lo yigre ba'inan. We don't want the Yetzer Hara, we don't want the reward. Forget about the reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just get rid of the Yetzer Hara. We just want to be good. So we won't get so much reward, but we just want to be good. Fascinating. Nafalu piska mirikia. What a letter fell out, a note fell out of Shemayim, David kasabu emes. That said emes. Amar Rav Chanina, Shma Mina, Chaisamai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. We see from here that the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. They quote that Rashi in Sanhedrin says that when a king gives us signs of proclamation, he stamps his name. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his approval. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give his approval? With his signet. What's his signet? His signet is emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives his approval, he says emes. Okay. Osiva b'taneisa, so they say anatayna. So what are we going to do? We have this Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it for the best for us, but we don't feel it's like the best for us. Osiva b'taneisa t'lasei emes t'lasei levusa. They sat in Tainus for 30 days and 30 nights. Masruhu niale. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him.
If the stamp of emes wasn't the giving over already?
What's that?
What was the emes then?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I hear your taina. I'm a kabbal your taina. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we begin to fast. We have to be rowy that the Yetzer Hara to be given over us to do with it what we want. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm on your argument makes sense. Now we have to be rowy then to do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the approval now to do something. So Masru Nale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Yetzer Hara to us. Nafik Asa. Kiguria denura the base kachi hakadoshim. It came out. The Yetzer Hara came out like a fiery lion. It appeared like a fiery lion coming out of the base kachi hakadoshim. Amar luhu navi Yisrael. So the navi, who is the navi? That's Zechariah, because we're about to quote pesukim from Zechariah. Hainu Yitzra davoides kochavim. The Zechariah said to him, "What's coming out is the davoides zara for the Yetzer Hara for avoides zara." And the pasuk says, "Vayomer Zois Harasha." So that's Zois Harasha that Zechariah was saying that is a Rasha. Bahadi the Tafsuale, when they grabbed the lion, Ishtamit Binusa Mimazia, and a hare came out, Virama Koila, and the lion cried out when a hare of it was taken out, Vaazi Koila Arba Mea Parsi, and went the cry was so strong it went 400 Parsi. Amra. Amrut, so what are they going to do? They're going to kill a lion, everybody's going to go deaf. If one hair comes out, this is what happens. So what's going to be? Amru hechinavit, dilma chas v'shalom rachmi alei min shemayim. And more than that, their concern is that maybe the lion will be able to get rachmanis if it calls out in pain. So amru navi, so Zechariah gave them an etza, shadua biduda da'avra, put him into a pole that is closed by leather, lead. Shadua badude da'avda v'chibsu l'pume ba'avra. Close it with lead. Da'avra meshiv shav kala, and the lead will absorb the noise. Shneimar v'yomer zois harasha v'yeshachos el toch haifa v'yeshleich es even afaras al pios. That's the reference of you closing it with the rock of lead. Amru. So that was it, and that's why. The Gemara in Sanhedrin describes that if we would have had the Yetzer Hara, the Tanoim and Amoraim are talking to themselves, if we would have the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, we'd be running after. We shouldn't be so critical of Menashe because we have no idea what the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was. So Amru, so they had slain it. Okay. Hoveis Ratzon, so they say now HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of Ezra, they say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is viewing this as Eitz Ratzon, Neboi Rachme Ayetzer Da'Avera. So let's ask Rachmanis, ask mercy HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yetzer of Avera. What's that? That is Arayas. Boi Rachme V'Amser B'Yadei. So they ask Rachmanis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let them remove the Yetzer for sexual materials. Amaluhu, chazi di katlusu lahai lahu kill ya'alma. What's going to happen is, if we're going to kill the Yetzer, that Yetzer, so then the world is going to end. Why is it that people are not, there isn't going to be a Yetzer for a man to marry a woman and a woman to marry a man? In other words, here you see from this Gemara that the Yetzer is not a bad thing, right? The Yetzer is, and that's we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara describes that the Yetzer is one that, first of all, the Gemara says, B'shnei Yetzerecha, the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer is also Yetzer Tov. That's Aleph. And number two, the Gemara says, in Pogo B'cha Menuvel B'shuk, if that Menuvel, the Yetzer Hara, grabs you in the Shuk, Mashchei LeBeis HaMedrash, the Ben Yoyada says, take him to the Beis HaMedrash. What does that mean? It means that the Yetzer has a place in the Beis HaMedrash. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take the Yetzer and put it into Toif. In other words, the Yetzer itself is not bad. All of these inclinations are not bad. It needs to be used in the appropriate way. It could very well be that we lost something with the destruction of the Yetzer Hara for Avodas Kochavim. It could be that such a passion for certain things were lost. And that's what the Gemara says, that if that was going to happen for the Yetzer Hara of Znus, then the world wouldn't continue, because it wouldn't be a drive for man to marry. It doesn't make sense for man to marry woman and woman to marry man. All you need to read is men are from Mars and women are from Venus to know that the whole thing doesn't make sense. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with this amazing, amazing Yetzer, and with that we build Baruch Hashem beautiful families and so on and so forth. So what happened? So Chavshu Atlas Yomah. So they tied up the Yetzer, they don't know what to do. Uboi b'isa bas yoma b'chol Eretz Yisrael. And 3 days, they looked, there was no eggs that were laid. V'lo ishtakach. Why? Because even the Balei Chaim didn't have a Yetzer Hara to procreate. Amri. So they said, hey chinat, what are we going to do? Nikdalei, if we're going to kill the Yetzer Hara, so then in such a case, kill Ya'almo, the world is going to be destroyed. Niboi rachmei apalga, if we're going to daven for half of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't work that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu is very straightforward. It's either this way or that way. Palga barikia lo yav. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to say, I'm going to give you half the Yetzer. Kechalinu le'enye. So what, the only thing they were able to do is blind the Yetzer in the eyes. In other words, they blinded him in one thing. Ushevkua, they let him go after they blinded him. And now that's why we still have families. Va'ahani t'lomigri be'le inche bikarva, say. But it did help that no longer the Yetzer Hara of incest, right? We hear of, the Torah describes the Yetzer Hara of doing averos with family members and so on, that we're not familiar with at all. So that part, that amount, they were able to take away. Prior, there was the Yetzer Hara. We see that there are stories in Tanakh of incest and so on. So that part of the Yetzer Hara was destroyed. B'marav amasna hachi. We now go back to the pasuk that we had quoted, Vayvarech Ezra, which was nine lines from the top, and Marava, they explained that pasuk Vayvarech Ezra as follows. But Marava Masnachi Vayvarech Ezra Hashem Malukim Agodol Rav Gidol Amar Godol Shegidlo B'Shem Amfarish Rav Masnachi Hakel Agodol Gibor Vanoira. Then he said Hakel Agodol Gibor Vanoira. So now the Gemara analyzes that statement of Hakel Agodol Gibor Vanoira. What we say during Tefillah. Gemara says something else fascinating. This is the Ramasna that said that what Ezra had said is Akel Gadol Gibor Vanoira, similar to Reb Shimon Levi. Damer Reb Shimon Levi, Lama Nikra Shman Anshei Knesset Gdolo. Why do we call them the Anshei Knesset Gdolo? We give them such a proud appellation. Sheh Zira Atara Li Yoishna. It returned the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to its original place. In what way? Asam Meishav Amar Akel Gadol Gibor Vanoira and Dvarim Yud Yud Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Akel Agadol Agibor VaHanoira." Also, Yirmiyah VaAmar Nachim Mikarkerin BeHeichaloi. No, Yirmiyah cried out and said that the Goyim are dancing during the destruction of Beis Hamikdash in your Heichal. Eyin Narosav. So, how could we say Noira? The Mefarshim explained that not that Yirmiyah Chas V'Chalila believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Noira. But he said, we're going to say Noira, the Goyim are going to think it's a joke. There's no pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our enemies are dancing in the Heichal. So lo yin amar Noira. Asa Daniel, amar nachar mishtabdim bebonav. Now we go into Golos, in Bavel. Ayei gvurosav. So the Goyim, we're going to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gibar. So how can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a, they're going to say, how can you say loyim are gibar? So he stopped saying gibar. Asa yinu va'amru adarab zuhi gvuras. Gvurasa shekoivishes yitzroi. So he said, no, that's not the pshat. The gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he was able to be kovish as yitzar, that he didn't destroy all of us. Shenoisen erech apayim l'rishoyim, that he doesn't punish us right away. Doesn't punish Rishoyim right away. Ve'elohe no rosav, and this is what Anshei Knesset goes to explain, that that doesn't mean that nora shel moloi marosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heyach uma'achas yichol l'skayim ben ha'umos. That ultimately, the goyim don't entirely destroy us because they're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how we survive. The miracle of the Jewish people is surviving in exile for 2,000 years. Halavai, it should be over. Halavai. V'rabban heyche avdi achi. How could the Rabbanan have done this? V'akri takanta takim maisha. Am Rabbi Lozim tell sheyodin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'amiti hu l'fichach lo kezvubo. So what Yirmiyahu and Daniel felt was that because this goes back to Chayis Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, that they didn't want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu look like he wasn't emes. So that's why they felt the need to change it. In other words, according to this pshat, what happens is that the Anshei Knesset Gdola wanted to put it back and found a way to explain to put it back, but they were afraid of the Chil Hashem that we would describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu one way and the Goyim wouldn't understand it. Okay, our Mishnah. Lo kizbobo, that we don't say sheker in front of him. Miloshin kezev. Kezev is sheker. V'koyre achrei mois, the ach ba'osar. So we read Parshas achrei mois, and then from Parshas emar, ach ba'osar l'chodesh. Uremini, so now this is what is read in the Beis Hamikdash. Uremini, medalgim b'navim ve'em medalgim b'tar, but the halacha is that you're allowed to skip in Nevi'im, but you're not allowed to skip in Torah. So how are they able to skip? These are important halachos. When you're allowed to skip in the Haftorah, when you're allowed to skip in Torah. Loikasha kam b'chdei shi'yipase yafsik haturgman, kam b'chdei shlo yafsik haturgman. The halacha is that you can't skip in the Torah if it will take so long to turn that the maturgman who's reading the targum is going to have to stop. But if the amount of time it takes to roll will be the amount of time that the targum is still being said, so then that's not a problem. Why is it dependent on that? So Rashi here tells us a very important halacha of kavod atzibur. Rashi says nimtza tzibur yoishvin u'mitzapin. That's not called kavod atzibur. Kavod atzibur becomes a halacha. Okay, that's an important maramakam. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's the teretz. V'alok tani medalgim inavi ve'im medalgim atayre. But didn't we learn that you are allowed to medalgim inavi not the Torah? V'ad kamim medali v'chtei shol yafsik haturgman. So even in navi, it's only with the Torgman. Mashma, that by Torah, habatara klal klal loy, that you can't skip at all in Torah. So how could it be that we skip from Achrei Mois to Emar? By the way, of course, Achrei Mois and Emar are not too far away from each other, so that's how originally we were able to do it with B'li HaSakas HaTorgman. But now we're saying it's entirely Aser. Amar Abayi loy kashukam b'inyin efa kamishnei inyanim. We're talking about two different topics. If we're talking about two different topics, then you never could skip in Torah. But over here, it's all Yana Yom Kippurim. It would be mutter if it would be b'toich kidei haTorgman. V'atanya, and we learned the brayse like this: medalgim haTorah b'inyan echad u'benavi b'shnei inyanim. V'kan v'kan b'chdei shelo yafsik haTorgman. And in both instances, it's only in order that only if the Torgman won't be mafsik, then it's going to be mutter. V'ein medalgim minavi lenavi. You can't skip from one navi to the next. Only in the same neviim, which brings up also the big question of today: how are we allowed to skip in the Haftoros? So here's part of the answer. Ubinavi shall shneim asar medalgin, but within Shrei asar you're allowed to be medaleg. Uvilvachlo yedaleg misayfa sefer l'tchilasa. So within Shrei asar, that is going to be mutter, but you can't skip backwards. So we even finished with some important sets of halachos. This Besiyata Deshmaya concludes Daf Samach Tes in Maseches Yumah.